what really needs to happen here is that the state, which has neglected the fishing community and the coastal community for many, many years, needs to invest heavily and build a proper seawall here. This would be of massive benefit to the local community. I believe it would resolve the issue of the sand building up at the pier. And then, what being creative, what that seawall, I think that it could open up other opportunities around tourism. We've seen calls come back good number of years, and I've been in contact with Minister Joe McHugh's office and with Thomas Pringle and trying to organise some kind of meeting to push this on. There's no guarantees here, but as I always say, as communities and if people organise themselves, there is a better chance.
Ultimately, this is going to have to go to Dublin, and I'm sure you will, in the longer term, be seeking discussions directly with Simon Coveney and people in his department to really put on the table what you believe is necessary for the long-term future of Maha Rorty.
Yes, I think it's very important that this is brought to the government's table. Now, I'm not pretending in any sense that I am the only person who's looking to get this done. I know that other councillors and other politicians in the past and continue to fight for this here, but it's really important that we all come together on this issue and fight for the best interests of Maha Rorty community.
And as you say, this goes beyond the fishing community. This goes beyond, as it were, Simon Coveney's department. This has effects for tourism. It also has effects for the community on Tory Island. This is more than just fishing boats.
Yeah, it is. We're calling for people to come along our beautiful Wild Atlantic Way, but we need to have services in place. We see a big increase in pleasure boating happening around our coast, so I think it would be of massive benefit to Tory, Tinnisbohan and to the wider community if there was a seawall put on there.